Now, being admitted to hospital is never a pleasant experience. It's where people are at their most vulnerable and they naturally expect some degree of protection. But that is not always the case. Reporters working for the Mladá fronta Dnes daily recently carried out an undercover security test in a number of Czech hospitals, revealing serious shortcomings related to patient safety. The reporters, dressed as doctors, accessed 11 of the 12 hospitals tested. They managed to get virtually anywhere they wanted, including intensive care units and maternity wards. Nurses provided them with patients' medical records, and patients readily answered their questions, considering them to be genuine doctors. Ruth Frankova has the story.
Among the hospitals that failed the security test are two of Prague's most prestigious hospitals, Prague's Military Hospital and the Hospital Na Homolce, where presidents, ambassadors and members of the government are treated. The two hospitals hold a special quality accreditation issued by Joint Commission International, which monitors patient security in hospitals around the world. The commission said it was shocked by the findings and that it had never encountered a violation of regulations of this proportion. Dr. David Marx, who works as a consultant for Joint Commission International here in Prague, says similar security tests are not uncommon.
Abroad, usually the managers of the hospitals use their own methods to test compliance with regulations, so usually they use someone unknown to the staff to test it inside the hospitals. But I'm sure there have been at least a few of similar tests performed by journalists.
Does it mean that Czech hospitals also carry out these tests themselves?
I don't think so. I think this was a revolution in their knowledge, and I'm sure that based on the findings that were resulting from this test, they are going to, at least I know about two or three hospital directors who are planning to introduce these tests themselves.
The most serious shortcomings uncovered by the reporters is the lack of security pertaining to patients' data. The nurses and other medical staff willingly showed their patients' medical records to whoever requested them, be it fake physicians or medical students. The undercover reporters were even allowed access to a maternity ward, where they could easily have kidnapped any of the newborn babies. So what measures should be taken to prevent similar problems? David Marx again.
Firstly and mostly, the management of the hospitals must again and again and again educate their staff about the seriousness of the information included in medical records, and they must continuously check and inspect compliance with this obligation to prevent people coming from outside to share information about the patient's condition.
Anything else?
Well, the second issue was the general security of the wards. And here I think the management has to perform a plan and identify those groups of patients and those types of departments or wards where fragile patients are hospitalized. For instance, pediatric wards, wards for fragile seniors or post-op wards. And here the management must increase the security as much as possible, with the nurses really checking identification of every person entering.
The security shortcomings uncovered by the recent Mladá fronta Dnes test is not regarded as an immediate risk to patients' health, and the commission is not going to strip the hospitals of their accreditation. However, they will have to submit a plan aiming to prevent such security lapses in the future.
Ruth Frankova with that report. Now, on to something more cheerful.